Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock.
Everybody's doing it. Hello. Hi there, friends. Welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things Brian, and I have another little old episode of the show for you. Episode 79 of this thing, and it's going to be one of those ones where I just yammer on in your ear myself here. I have a fair whack of stuff going on. But that's not stopping me from doing squeaking out a little episode of the show here. I'm about to get back on the road for Lucha Fantastica Sydney this weekend. So I've got a lot of things to do, got a lot of things to pack, got a lot of, just, man, whenever you have these things, I have so much stress and worry that there's going to be some important thing that I forget. Yeah, I don't quite have the time to be doing a full-on match of the week or artist interview episode this week. My apologies, but I have something fun lined up for next week, rest assured. We will get caught up on the matches of the week. You might be looking at them and saying, hey, Chris, we're a few behind here, but don't you worry. I've got plans. In the meantime, I thought we'd just have a little bit of a chat, you know, let you know what's going on. In the lead up to this, this in-person event, you've got to line a few different things up, got to make sure I've ordered some new art prints. So I was actually pretty, smashed from the last Great Artist Market event. Which is a good thing. I'm so stoked about that, honestly. That was an amazing time. So needed to get some more art prints, needed to get some more t-shirts. Then also my little old pay square that I used to take payment decided to up and die on me, so I had to get a new one of those. All of the boring stuff that you probably don't want to hear about. But it's the boring stuff that you have to do, unfortunately, but it is what it is. There has been some fun stuff on the horizon, or that has been on the, what's the backwards of a horizon? I guess it's also a horizon, morning horizon, I guess. I don't know. As you can see, my brain's a little bit scrambled today. I've had some fun stuff that I've been working on and I can finally share with you now. So I've been alluding to a little bit of mysterious commission work over the last little while, and we're finally at the stage where these things get to be announced, which is very cool. So before we get into any of that, we of course have the new AEW edition of The Way of the Blade that is now up, available for pre-order. So before that escapes my mind, I thought I'd, some sort of drilling going on next door, I thought I would make sure to make a little mention of that. I've seen a few different people, sharing some pictures of the cover and things like that, which have been so happy to see. Yeah, I'm actually still yet to receive my physical order in the mail. I'm very looking forward to that. Hopefully that comes soon and I can start sharing with you guys some of my favorite illustrations from the book in their printed form. But yeah, in the meantime, I figure if I would love to hear from you, whether you'd like to post on the Instagram or Twitter or whatnot and tag me, or if you don't really feel comfortable with that, please feel welcome to just send me a message. But to let me know what your favorite illustrations are of the book. I think I have a few of mine as I can't even remember. Like I said, a bit flustered today, whether I've said or not. But I would love to hear what you guys think of what prints maybe speak to you the most, or what illustrations in the book speak to you the most. Like I said, I'd love to actually make some of them available in art print form. I'd love to know where to start, and also just from an interest perspective, I've done 65, 70 illustrations for this thing. I'd really love to hear of those, which ones connected with you guys the most. I've read over the book myself a bit from when we did the proofing process of it. And I think it's really cool. I like the interactive elements. I like that feel kind of like, it's almost like the way my ADD brain works, where you go from like one thing to another thing to another thing. It's kind of cool with the book in that way, where we can go from like talking about a match and be like, oh, on the subject of dog collars, here are my a bunch of awesome other dog collar matches to check out. And then the interviews with the talent, I think it breaks it up quite nicely. So there's a lot of different things going on compared to the first way of the Blade book, but I think in a cool way. But for those of you who are fans of the original book, I've had some chats to Phil where I think for the official way of the Blade 3, which will be more of a direct sequel to the first one, we'll be looking to do it more in line with that style, sort of the straightforward kind of more simplistic nature that I think worked really well for that. And if we're just talking about some of the greatest bloody matches in wrestling history that aren't necessarily like tied to a specific company or anything like that, I think that works really well. Very, very excited still about the release of the book. As mentioned, when I receive a copy, I'll make sure to do a little video or something. But I'm looking forward to that as a big fan of physical media. Outside of that, the other commission work that I've got going on, I think one of the cool ones that was just posted and I shared the other day is a t-shirt that I've done for a local Brisbane wrestling team, Wake Horse Most Wanted. They're a tag team of convicted felons who I'm unsure whether they've broken out of prison or they have been released in a lawful manner. Either way, they're some shady characters, but they're a very hilarious and awesome professional wrestling tag team. So shout out to Wake Horse Most Wanted Cockroach. And originally Skinny D. Skinny D, otherwise known as my pal David, has moved to the UK. Being replaced by currently very talented Jack Tarr. It was very fun to do the illustration. They came to me with a sort of concept of a visual of sort of like breaking through a prison wall, which for me, from like an illustrative standpoint, that sounded pretty fun. You know, the idea of like, all right, we can have like bricks flying about, maybe some sort of like explosion has happened. Who knows? But, you know, a lot of movement and, I thought it had the potential to be really striking visual. So I was quite enthused about it. I finally have the t-shirts, I believe, are ready for pick up now. So I'll be picking those up myself and dropping them off to the fine Wake Hawks Most Wanted gentleman on Friday. But if you'd like to look at the design, even if you're not necessarily too familiar with the Brisbane wrestling scene, I think it came out pretty fun. So I've posted that on my my Instagram, Chris Things on Instagram. But I hope that one's going to go well. You know, whenever you do these kind of t-shirt designs, it's like, all right, I get my kind of design fee. But then I want it to be worthwhile for the dudes that I'm doing it for. So hopefully that's a nice little seller at the various shows that these Wakel's Most Wanted work. But so that was a fun one. Then the other one that I'm so excited to announce on here that I've been sort of mysteriously alluding to for the longest time, that I finally did the last illustration for and wrapped up the project. I actually have a new book in the works. This one is a Joshi wrestling book that I'm finally now able to announce, and I'm very excited. So this will be one that will be arriving around about late summer 2025. It's called Connections in Joshi Pro Wrestling. So this was put together by the great Dan Ball. I also got to Dan put together his writings, his reflections, his enormous level of passion that he has for Joshi wrestling, and arranged for this book. So the illustrations have been taken care of by myself, as well as Matt Charlton, aka Shining Wizard Designs, who I've had on this show before. So it was super cool to get to work together on a project like this. So even like a little backstory for the cover. So Matt or Shining Wizard Designs actually did a great illustration of one of Meiko Satomura's final appearances of her, like peeking out the curtain towards the famed Corican Hall. His classic beautiful line work, you know, everything that you come to expect out of him. And then, so it's sort of a collaborative thing. I got to color his illustration for the cover of this book, which was a super fun challenge, to be honest. This was the first time I've ever actually like colored someone else's line work. And I guess as a fan of comic books and... No, it's just comic books. I was going to say graphic novels, but whatever. I think there's such an art to bringing someone's illustrations to life by bringing your own kind of like signature style to the coloring element. So that was what I got to play with here, and that was actually a really, really fun little process. So you can have a look at that. It'll probably, as soon as, hopefully when people see the cover, they'll be able to get a sense of, oh, okay, that's definitely a Shining Wizards design. Has the feel of my kind of colorways or color concepts. So that was cool. And then, I've also got to do, I think, about 7 illustrations for the actual book itself. For some of Dan's favorite sort of contemporary Joshi wrestling matches I got to then watch and then pick the magical moment, and then also get to collaborate with Dan on this the moments in question of hey, so I think this moment would be really cool, this moment sort of like speaks to the story of the match in this way, what do you think? And it's a super nice thing to get to collaborate in that manner. So that was just a really, really nice process. I mean, whenever I do commission work, I do get a special thrill out of working with people that are very passionate and have, you know, cool concepts and really care about what we're doing and want to, like, work together on it. So I think some of my favorite, commission client work I look at as collaborations, you know, whether we're talking about this Connections in Joshi project with Dan, or the amazing work that I've done with Video Plant and Richard for the wonderful passion project that is his physical media video, cult video tape library basement that has just been such an honor to work on. But yeah, in a lot of these cases, I really get a kick out of sort of collaborative element of doing this thing. So this project was very cool from that standpoint. And it got me to watch, like, honestly, so there's some stuff where I like to think I can watch everything in wrestling, all the cool stuff that's happening. But a lot of the time you just don't get the time. So this was awesome to really kind of push me to watch some more contemporary Joshi stuff that I might not have otherwise caught. Man, there was some amazing surprises there and people that I became big fans of, as well as some of my, you know, old favorites like Meiko Satomura, of course. It's such a cool project to do. Again, I'm very excited for everyone out there to see the illustrations and to buy the book and to support the things when it finally comes out. At this stage, I'm excited to be able to tell you about it since Dan has officially done the announcement. So I'll keep everyone advised on the status of pre-orders or what's going on there. But at the very least, I just wanted to give everyone a heads up and say how honored I am to be working with Dan Ball, Matt Charlton, and on such a cool niche project that is a book on Japanese women's professional wrestling. Obviously, there's something that I have a lot of passion for. And it's something that's a bit outside of the ordinary. So it really brings me so much happiness that, you know, I can have there's a project like this going, and, you know, I've had the guy who's bringing all of the passion for this, and he's coming to me and saying, hey, I'd like your work to be part of this. It made me very happy to do, very happy to have another book coming out, and I'll be so excited to have the physical thing once that arrives as well. So Connections in Joshi Pro Wrestling, everybody, stay tuned.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Guess that's probably the main stuff that I've been working on. I have a couple other projects that I've got lined up and I'm working on at the moment, and coming up in August as well, that I'm very excited about. But if you would like to line something up in the future of a Chris Things art commission, I would love to do that for you. I think we could line some stuff up for August into September through the remainder of the year, whenever works for your schedule. If you have a birthday gift art thing that you would like us to create, or I don't know, whatever it might be, whether you have your own passion project that you'd like to maybe work together on. But I feel so lucky to get to do this stuff. At the end of the day, getting to make things, getting to create, getting to especially create wrestling art, just makes me so happy, and I'm so grateful to get to do it. It's fun. If you'd be interested in that, hit me up. ChrisThings.com.au is the website. You've got the contact page on that website. You can swing me a message on there, or swing me a message on Instagram, whatever works for you. I think that probably brings us to a bit of a end of our rambling chat for today. Just wanted to keep you guys posted on what I'm doing. Obviously, also very excited for Lucha Fantastica coming up this weekend. That's in Sydney. It's a circus show motif. I'm very excited to see how that comes out to play. It's at the Marrickville Town Hall in Marrickville in Sydney, which I haven't actually made it to the Marrickville venue yet. So I'm very excited to see that. Apparently tickets are selling well, but yeah, I'm excited to celebrate the Lucha Libre with everyone out there, in Sydney this Saturday. I'll have my little art table. I look forward to hawking my wares, but also just having some nice chats. That's my favorite thing to do at these, events. So if you happen to be there, if you happen to be coming along, please swing on by the table, say hi. I'm also always just fascinated to actually hear there are people in real life that listen to this podcast. It kind of blows my mind in a lot of ways. It seems ridiculous, but whatever. But yeah, then I also have a few other things on that are up right now. I'm excited to have two current exhibitions that I'm part of, one being the Weekend of Darkness art show at the Scratch. So that one's still up on the hallowed art wall of the Scratch until it's not. I've got a painting that I'm very proud of that's they've put right in the middle of the wall, which I'm so tickled by, and I was quite happy with how it came out. Kind of like a Sasquatch stoner wizard mushroom dark forest affair. So that one's up at the Scratch on Park Road in Milton, if you'd like to drop in for a beer and check that one out. Then I'm also so happy to be part of the Xenergy Risograph exhibition at the Gosford Regional Art Gallery in Gosford, New South Wales, a little bit north of Sydney, I believe. An all risograph exhibition. I did my first ever risograph to submit to this show, and I was really happy to see how it came out. And it's also really cool to actually have a piece in such an awesome art gallery space. Gosford Regional Gallery is a beautiful little art gallery, it's very cool for me to be part of it. I've seen some videos of the event so far, of the exhibition, and it looks awesome. I'd love to anyone to drop by, have a look if you'd like. That one is up until the 6th of August at Gosford Regional Gallery. And then following that, we got Wrestling Club on Sunday, August 3rd, back at the Scratch, a little under 2 weeks. We'll be there, same deal, Sunday evening, 5 p.m. I'll be playing a whole bunch of weird and wonderful wrestling goodness, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. Free evening, come on by, join us like-minded weirdos in celebrating the fringes of professional wrestling. And then I guess Lucha Fantastica Brisbane following that, and the Brisbane Illustration Fair to the end of September. But I need to go through my whole year here. If you want to check those things out, christhings.com.au/events. On that website as well, that's where you can buy all of the various art prints, all those Match of the Week art print illustrations that I've done, as well as prints of various of my paintings, original paintings, all sorts of things, t-shirts, all the stuff. But if anything you would like a little bit different to the way it is on the website, different size, different whatever it is, please feel free to swing me a message. I send all this stuff off myself, so most of the time we can tweak it however need be to make you as happy as possible. Well, that's it for me. I'm out of breath. I need to get packing. I need to get ready for this Sydney trip. I need to make sure that I got all my things charged up and I don't leave anything important behind. Got to get the dog dropped off at a dog sitter's. And I'm so excited that my partner Kaylin is going to be joining me for this one. So it'll be an extra fun little thing to get to share that. So if you come by Lucha Fantastica, you'll get to meet us both. But anyway, That's me. I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who's listened, who supports. Really means the world to me as a full-time art dude. It's you know, such an honor to get to do this thing. So your support is so appreciated. I'd like to thank the great guys at Social Suplex, socialsuplex.com, the home to this wrestling podcast, as well as a whole bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts, from One Nation Radio to Keeping It Strong Style, All Things Elite, the AEW Match Recommendation Podcast, Imps WWE Adventure, the Trish and Sarah Podcast, Tunnel Talk. Whoa, they've got it all. That might be one of my most polished read-throughs of that at all, and it wasn't even a read-through, it was just off the top of my head. Let's hope that there haven't been any new shows that I'm not aware of, but I really appreciate Social Suplex for letting me do this podcast. So it's a cool thing to think that people all over the world, maybe not that many people, but it's a special club, special unique club of people who'd like to hear my voice. Anyway, thank you so much for your loyalty and for just indulging my silliness. I appreciate you, and I hope you know that I feel like any of y'all that are listening, we're pals. You're pals of mine, so feel free to swing me a message just to say, hey, what's up, anytime. I think that's it. Till next week, we'll be back with some Match of the Week goodness. I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you have fun working on your own projects. If you have anything you're working on, or you feel like doing something creative, hope you whatever you do, enjoy your time and make the most of it. All right, until next week. Catch you later. Bye.
I do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Everybody's doing it. Do the eye gouge. Yeah, do the eye gouge. Do the eye gouge, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the eye gouge.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.